Alex?
Well, it's the usual practice for a man to take his wife rowing in the park on Sunday, Martha.
I don't think we've ever been out this way before, Alex. Rather deserted here.
Yes, the nearest boats are at least half a mile away.
Alex, you sounded so strange just then. Is something wrong?
Don't worry, Martha. I'm completely well now. That accident to my head is quite healed.
Why do you always bring that up, Alex? I know there's nothing wrong with you.
I know that, my dear.
Alex, what are you doing? That oar?
Don't be melodramatic, Martha. I know what must be done.
Alex, sit down. You don't know what you're doing.
Well, I do. I do. You've kept me back long enough. Now I'll be free!
I tell you, Inspector, I can't figure it out. I've been a cop for 20 years, and I never ran up against a guy like this before.
Cool off, Bernie. You blow the badge off your chest. Take it easy and let me know what's happened so far.
Okay, Inspector, okay. About 3 hours ago, I got a call from the cop on duty at the park. It seemed that a dame fell out of the boat and drowned.
I'm in homicide, Bernie, not the accident bureau. Where do I fit in?
Well, I was just coming to that, Inspector. It seems that this guy is her husband, named Alec Blake. He was standing on the shore all the time the drowning was going on. Now, the peculiar thing is that he claimed he didn't hear her screaming or nothing. Yet some boats on the lake a half a mile away heard her scream.
I still don't see.
Here's the pitch. This guy says he's deaf, but I say he's not. If we can prove he's not deaf, we got him cold. Personally, I think he pushed her in. He don't look like the grieving kind to me.
He claims he's deaf, eh? Hey, you!
That's no good, Inspector. I've been hollering my lungs out for an hour. His face don't move a muscle.
What's your name?
He wrote it out for me, but he won't say it. Say, what are you going to do with that chair, Inspector?
Just going to drop it behind him.
Nope. His face didn't twitch a nerve. I think he's on the level after all.
Wait till I shoot this gun off behind him.
Stone deaf, that's all. He's stone deaf.
It's strange that he's not a lip reader. Most deaf people are.
He wrote out for me that he's only been deaf a short time.
Short time's right. Ever since this afternoon, to be exact. I can prove he's not deaf.
How does the inspector know that Alec Blake is only feigning deafness? In just a moment, we'll return to our story, but first...
Blake was only putting it on, Inspector.
When he wasn't startled by the noise of the chair crashing to the floor. You see, Bernie, people who are really deaf perceive a noise through the conductivity of their bodies, the floor, the ground, or whatever object they're sitting on. Therefore, a really deaf man would have instinctively turned his head at the perception of that unexpected noise, while a man faking deafness would not, thinking he was not supposed to hear it. You hear me now, all right, Blake? The jail is the third door to the right.